been feeling kind of cooped up.
Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton, and I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Before we go on to the joke of the week, I'm just going to say, Happy New Year, folks. It's 2019. It's a new year. You got a clean slate. Okay, now let's go to the joke of the week. Joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons. It's the story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. I know a lot of jokes about unemployed people.
Okay.
But none of them work.
I feel bad for a lot of PLA people who listen to this podcast. You hurt their feelings. We're gonna jump into this week's big word of the week, which Dayton also has for us.
I got everything today. Big word of the week is brought to you by All Type Fence, which is located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Today's big word of the week is fruitless, which means unproductive or useless. So, Easy, name something fruitless, because I got a couple things.
Maybe if you, like, lost your favorite Hot Wheel.
Yeah, outside. Yeah.
And then exactly. You can't find it. Man, it was a fruitless search for the Hot Wheel.
Yeah, but also we got a bunch of other fruitless stuff, like a pet rock.
Why is it? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. See a goldfish walker.
Oh, that. Yeah, that's not okay. We're gonna slide into this week's tech fact, which I will be presenting. This week's tech fact is presented by The Hair Cafe, located in Clinton, Maryland on 10204 White Avenue. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. If you had to have your picture taken by the world's first camera, you would have to sit still for 8 hours. And this camera was created in 1816. So, yeah, that's the thing you need to know. So, Dayton, how would you feel about in case you want to take a picture, like you saw something and then you want to take a picture of it, have to stay there for 8 hours?
Well, I feel bad for the people back then because I don't live back then. So, I don't really care. But if you're like a person who like really likes to take pictures and you live back then that's your fault.
Okay, I don't know. We're going to run into this week's book recommendation, which is presented by Howell and Krause Attorneys at Law, which is located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. This week's book recommendation is The Mixed Up Files of Basil E. Frankweiler, which is a really long time. So, yeah. This book is about a 12-year-old named Claudia Kincaid, and she decides to run away from home with the help of her little brother named Jamie. With Jamie's money and Claudia's smarts, they escape and run to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which is where all the good stuff happens.
The good stuff.
So, Dayton, if you went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, what would you do?
I would look at a bunch of Neapolitan ice cream.
Okay, that...
Politans, I don't really.
Politans?
Yeah. Politicians, politans. I get them confused.
We're going to sprint into this week's segment, this month's segment, which will be Famous Educators. And Dayton has our first famous educator.
Famous Educators in History is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Frederick Frobel, he is the father of kindergarten. He told the government the aim of education should start with the small child. And that's how kindergarten was created.
Okay,
Bam.
So, like, so basically, so that's why, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, he, like, created kindergarten so, like, smaller kids could learn
more? Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. He's a smart guy.
Frederick Frobel is smart.
Okay. Very, very good. We're gonna bounce into this week's quote of the week. This week's quote of the week is, of course, said by Frederick Frobel. And this week's quote is, "A child's soul is an ever-bubbling fountain in the world of humanity." So, Dayton, what does that mean to you? Nothing?
Well, it means that a kindergartner needs to learn.
Okay.
A youngster needs to learn. A toddler needs to learn. Okay, let's go.
Okay. don't know what to say about that. We're gonna speed walk into this week's random acts of kindness challenge.
Yeah.
Which Dayton will present for us.
Today's random acts of kindness is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair.
If we can't fix it,
it ain't broke. The phone number is 704-941-0802. Today's random acts of kindness is donate used books to a community center or library, or start a book trade, or a give one take one box in your neighborhood.
Okay, so if you don't understand what a give one take one box is, or like how to make one,
you can email us and we'll send you directions
at brothersbro@outlook.com. But also, a give one take one box is basically a book box where you can take a book and give a book, and then you can keep reading books.
Yeah. And when you email us at brothersbro@outlook.com, you could win cool prizes like Fanny Wanny Manny Packs.
Wow.
Man/woman handbags.
Cool.
T-shirts.
What?
Stickers.
Amazing.
Mugs.
Wowza.
And so much more.
Yeah.
That's like radical, dude.
Including books.
Books.
Like books.
Books.
Okay. So, as we start to wrap up this podcast, like tell you a couple things. Well, you send us in your New Year's resolution that you had, you get any of those prizes that we just said, but you don't know which one. And one of the other things you didn't mention was gift cards. So, yeah, there's that.
Gift cards.
Cool.
Radical.
Okay.
And maybe you could email us if you listen to our live podcast.
And say how you liked it.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
10 being
the best podcast you've ever heard, and 1 being
some kids that
tag. These are just two kids who have no experience of podcasting.
Okay.
Thank you.
As such, Rob's podcast, I'd like to give a shout out to the people who make us possible. Our producer / director, BL Self. And this week, our song was Tense by Anderson .Paak and featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Our team mom /security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Peace out, folks.
Because what we do without a therapy dog?
Like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Now, peace out. You ain't gotta flash or you're taking your picture. You ain't gotta drown or waste of attention. Paparazzi wanna shoot ya.